poll, most Americans reject Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 24, 2020. A new Marist poll released on the anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark decision in Roe v. Wade finds most Americans reject the 1973 ruling that created a right to abortion. According to the poll, which was sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, 62% of Americans say that if the Supreme Court revisits Roe v. Wade, it should rule to allow states to determine abortion restrictions, 46%, or make abortion illegal, 16%. This outcome includes 39% of those who identify as Democrat and 40% of those who consider themselves pro-choice. Only 33% of Americans say abortion should be legal at any time without restriction. The poll found 41% of those who identify as pro-choice are more likely to vote for candidates who support abortion restrictions, as are more than 9 in 10, or 96%, of those who identify as pro-life. Additionally, 65% of Americans, and the same percentage of registered voters, say they are more likely to vote for candidates who would limit abortion to at most the first 3 months of pregnancy. This outcome includes 88% of Republicans, 62% of independents, and 44% of Democrats. What our polling makes clear is that millions of Americans describe themselves as pro-choice because they believe in some choice, which would include life of the mother, rape, and incest as examples, but very few agree with abortion throughout pregnancy, said Knights of Columbus CEO Carl Anderson in an interview with Breitbart News at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Many of the people who describe themselves as pro-choice are actually in agreement on policy with pro-lifers, he continued, noting a pattern in the annual poll. The trend is steady. 7 out of 10 Americans for a decade want significant restrictions. 4 out of 10 Democrats want significant restrictions. President Donald Trump became the first U.S. president in history to address the annual March for Life event, in person, on Friday. Anderson said Trump's presence at the March for Life is a tremendous example of his commitment. I've been involved in the pro-life movement for more than 40 years, and so I know how politicians treat the issue. If they just want to treat it as a politician, they do the minimal to get by. President Trump has done the maximum. Look at what the administration has announced today, that they're going to challenge state regulations that are forcing religious organizations to provide abortions in their health care. He didn't have to do that. His administration didn't have to do that. From a policy perspective, this is a deeply committed administration and a very consistent administration. Other pro-life leaders agree Americans are looking for less abortion, not more. Loyal pro-life voters are looking for candidates who respect life and women who deserve our support. As they raise the next generation, said Students for Life of America President Kristen Hawkins, who added the Marist poll shows that voters welcome a return of the abortion issue to the grassroots and reject the radical abortion policy that allows for infanticide in abortion vendor offices.